Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Praise God, I'm so glad you decided to join us today for this edition of The Word Works. We're talking about mind renewal equals spirit dominion. Mind renewal equals spirit dominion. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your word, for your spirit within us, your hand on us. And we thank you, Lord, that we look into your word to look for hope, to look for faith, and to stand on it and know that it does work. When we have questions, you have answers. When we need peace, you're there. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, because Holy Spirit is there for us as the helper, the standby. And we thank you, Lord, as we look into the word today, for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. A friend of mine sent me a quote from Gandhi. It says this, "I like your Christ. I do not like your Christians. Your Christians are so unlike your Christ." Wow, that's pretty powerful. And let me read that again. "I like your Christ. I do not like your Christians. Your Christians are so unlike your Christ." I think that's just very pertinent to where we are in our study here. The whole idea for renewing our mind is so that we can exhibit Christ and allow him to flow through us and to get our minds renewed to the way God thinks and the way Christ thinks and the way that we allow that Spirit of Christ and the Holy Spirit to flow through us. Is to deal with our soul, our mind, will, and emotions. Well, we said that mind renewal could be defined as that radical, almost violent revolution which takes place in a person who has received eternal life. It's really a changing your way of thinking, to change your way of thinking. So to renew your mind, we've talked about several steps, but you've got to stay in the Word and keep your Word and faith levels high. So, we said that the soulish realm is made of the mind, will, and emotions, and the intellect, we could say. So we need our mind renewed to the Word, our will in line with God's will, and our emotions under the dominion of our spirit. And that's why we're talking about mind renewal equals spirit dominion, allowing our spirit to control us, the real you. And then we can actually allow Christ to move through us. And praise God, that's the desire here, and to change our behavior, to being more in line with what God desires. God is love. God is not hate. God is love. And he loves you. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, no matter where you live, he loves you. No matter where you are in your spiritual growth, he loves you. That's the bottom line. And I pray this podcast always comes across and communicates that to anyone who listens to it. All right, we've reviewed quite a bit over the last few episodes, but the last things we were talking about last time was Romans chapter 8, verses 5 through 9, and we talked about the fact that you can't please God in the flesh or in the senses or in the natural selfish realm because faith pleases God. And one way we can move toward renewing our mind is to be renewed in the spirit of your mind, or be renewed in the attitude of your mind. And I want to take Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24, and let's walk down through these verses after we read them. First of all, I want to read them from the King James Version, and then we'll go to the Amplified Classic, and then we'll just take each verse and walk through it with some different translations and different thoughts. All right, Ephesians 4, 17 through 24 from the King James. "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth," or we could say from here forward, "walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, and through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if so be that you have heard him, and you have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That's the verse we want to focus on in just a minute. I'm going to read that again. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Now I'm going to read that same passage from the Amplified Classic. So this I say and solemnly testify in the name of the Lord, as in his presence, that you must no longer live as the heathen, the Gentiles do, in their perverseness, in the folly, vanity, and emptiness of their souls, and the futility of their minds. So Christians can live that way, and that's why Paul's writing this. We can live in the folly, the vanity, and emptiness of our souls, and the futility of our minds. Oh my. Their moral understanding is darkened, and their reasoning is beclouded. I like that word, beclouded. They are alienated, estranged, self-banished. In other words, God didn't do this. Self-banished from the life of God, with no share in it. This is because of the ignorance, the want of knowledge and perception, the willful blindness. Wow, that's a powerful wording there, the willful blindness. And haven't we as believers been willfully blind toward certain truths in the Word? Willful blindness that is deep-seated in them due to their hardness of heart to the insensitiveness of their moral nature. In their spiritual apathy, they have become callous and past feeling and reckless and have abandoned themselves a prey to unbridled sensuality, eager and greedy to indulge in every form of impurity that their depraved desires may suggest and demand. But, verse 20, but you did not so learn Christ. We didn't learn this from Christ. We didn't learn this. Christ in us wants to flow through us with something different than listening to our flesh and our unrenewed mind. Verse 21, assuming that you have really heard him and been taught by him as all truth is in Jesus, embodied and personified in him, strip yourselves of your former nature. Now, I think this is interesting the way the Amplified words it. Strip yourselves, you know, take it away, tear it apart, get off of it, get it off of you, of your former nature. Put off and discard your old unrenewed self. You see, you don't have, once again, you don't have two natures. You have, that's a dual nature theory. That was decades ago, people talked about that. Like there are two natures inside of you after you get born again. No, there's one. We have been made new creatures and new creations in Christ Jesus. Well, I'm about to get off that onto another topic here. But let's look at this again. Let me start over with verse 22. Strip yourselves of your former nature, put off and discard your old unrenewed self, which characterized your previous manner of life. And that's the key here. That's what Gandhi was saying when we talked about it. I think another quote is something like he said, I'd become a Christian if I ever saw one, if I ever met one. Wow, that's powerful words there. Which characterized your previous manner of life and becomes corrupt through lusts and desires that spring from delusion. Oh, gosh. Here's our verse 23. And be constantly, and there's the word, constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. And put on the new nature, the regenerate self, which is already in you, but he says put it on. Created in God's image, godlike in true righteousness and holiness. Now, I wanted to read that from both translations, and now you can kind of meditate on that, some of that yourself, but I want to look back at this being renewed in the spirit of your mind, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. We walk in the vanity of our souls. Verse 18, one translation says, their minds are clouded with darkness. Now, actually, this is what we read last time, three translations. Their minds are clouded with darkness, being cut off from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of their minds have grown hard as stone. Well, their hearts have too. Knox, 20th Century and New English Bible. All right. We talked about the fact in verse 19, spiritual apathy, the Amplified Bible brings out. In verse 20, good speeds, this is not the way you've been taught what Christ means. And then verse 21 and 22, at least, if you have really become acquainted with him, from Christ, and instructed in him, and in union with him, and have been taught with him, the truth as it is found in Jesus. It's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That's the truth. That's the reality, is Christ. In verse 22, no, you have not, this is from Phillips' translation, no, What you learned was to fling off the dirty clothes of the old way of living and with yourselves be mentally remade. And that's what we're doing with the Word. It's a process to be mentally remade. It doesn't just come at the snap of a finger or somebody laying hands on you. This is something you have to discipline yourself to get into the Word, read the Word, meditate the Word, study the Word, act on the Word. Those four or five ways we talked about in mind renewal, and it will start to change your way of thinking, which changes your way of living, which allows Christ to flow through you to be a blessing to others. Amplified says, put off and discard your old unrenewed self. Verse 23, you must adapt, from the Goodspeed says, you must adapt a new attitude of mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. 20th Century Translation, the very spirit or attitude of your minds must be constantly renewed, mentally remade, constantly renewed. This is not a one-time deal, but it's a process. Verse 24, Philip says, to put on the fresh clothes of the new life. I like that. 20th Century says, which was created to resemble God. Oh my gosh. I think it's really interesting timing that my friend sent me that quote by Gandhi, because that's what Gandhi was wanting to see, and that's what the world wants to see, is Christ being reflected through us, being like him. And 20th Century said in verse 24, which was created, that new man, put on the new man, which created was created to resemble God. Praise God. That's what we want to do, resemble God when we come in contact with people. Not to push something on them, but to love them and to attract them to us, actually attract them to the God in us, to Christ in us, the hope of glory. And that's their hope. Praise God. That I've been encouraged by just reading this today. And we'll get more and more in the Word, but I want to just read the Word to you. Praise God. Isn't that good? The Word is good. Be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind. I love that from the Amplified. Verse 23, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. Let's pray. Let's pray about this. Father God, we've just looked at your Word. We've read down through a couple of translations and then looked through these different scriptures as your Spirit and these translations and translators have helped bring them to life in our minds and our hearts. We thank you that, Father God, our minds are being renewed to resemble you, for our whole life, spirit, soul, and body, to resemble you. I pray for this believer as they're listening to this right now that they will be people of God, a person who desires to walk with your will, walk in your will, with our mind renewed, our will in line with your will, which is your Word, and our emotions under the dominion and control of our spirit. We thank you, Lord God, that we can come to you when we step out of your will and come to you and receive forgiveness and receive instruction and receive love. I'm just impressed right now that there's someone listening to this particular episode. And of course, there are many people listening to this episode, and we could say this generically, but I just really understand in my spirit, there's someone here who's hearing this, that you've condemned yourself. You don't need to condemn yourself anymore just because the way you've walked. If you walked out of line with God or out of line with God's will, you've missed the mark. God loves you. He loves you so much. So move yourself back into a place of determining to renew your mind and get in that Word every day. Think about it. Talk about it. Talk to people about it. And I try to hang out with people who are talking the Word. And that's what I encourage you to do. Get in that Word. When you're driving to work, when you're coming home, if you're retired, if you get up in the morning, open the Word up. That's the first thing we do, is get in the Word. Find out what the Bible says for today. What is God saying to us today? What is he saying to you today? Well, that's how you do it. You renew that mind and renew it and change your way of thinking into thinking like God. Well, I've gone way past time here, but praise God. God is good, and the Word is working in your life when you work it. Work it today. Praise God. Watch victory happen.
Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.